BBC News with Jerry Smith. The government of the Philippines says it's been overwhelmed by the impact of the typhoon that affected 11 million people as it tore through the central islands on Friday. The cabinet secretary, Rene Almendras, said the country was facing its biggest ever logistical challenge as it struggled to get water, food and help to people.
The volume of food packs, the volume of rice, the volume of canned goods that is being handled, repacked and transported now has never been done in this magnitude. Now, you add the situation of a destroyed logistics system, destroyed airport, you have a total destruction of some communities, plus the fact that the local government, which is key to any disaster response that we have, was completely in shambles.
An international aid effort is finally getting underway at the airport in Tacloban, a city that was all but destroyed by Typhoon Haiyan. Jonathan Head is there.
The long-awaited relief operation finally got into gear today. Military transport aircraft flew in large pallets of supplies, high-energy biscuits, medicines, and an entire field hospital. A US Marine task force has been assessing Tacloban's shattered airport and airstrips in the surrounding area for a scaled-up aid supply operation. Its commander said the US and its allies were now ready to bring in much larger aircraft and to use the American heavy-lift helicopters to deliver aid to places which have been hit as hard as Tacloban, but have so far been completely cut off.
The United States has designated two Nigeria-based Islamist militant groups, Boko Haram and Ansaru, as terrorist organizations. The rebel groups want to impose Islamic law in Nigeria and have been blamed for thousands of deaths. Will Ross reports.
Last month, a report from the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Homeland Security said Boko Haram was a lethal and growing threat to the people of Nigeria, the international community, Americans in the region, and potentially the United States itself. Labelling the entire group, as well as Ansaru, terrorist organizations, will now make it illegal under U.S. law for anyone to provide them with financial or other material support.
The Sri Lankan government has said that the British Prime Minister David Cameron was not invited to the Commonwealth Summit to question President Mahinda Rajapaksa about alleged war crimes in the conflict with Tamil Tiger rebels. Mr Cameron has said he would demand an investigation, but Sri Lanka's Information Minister Kahelia Rambukwela said he had no right to.
The invitation to Prime Minister David Cameron was based as a member of the Commonwealth to participate. He has accepted on that basis. Anything about that is not in our agenda. We are not a colony. We are an independent state. We reserve our right to behave like an independent state.
World News from the BBC. The remains of a former president of Brazil, Juan Goulart, are being exhumed to establish the cause of his death. Mr. Goulart died in exile in Argentina in 1976. Officials said at the time that he died of a heart attack. But a former Uruguayan intelligence officer has alleged that Mr. Goulart was poisoned for opposing the military governments of the region. The US chat show host Oprah Winfrey has told the BBC she thinks Barack Obama has been treated with less respect as president because he's African American. She said the level of disrespect from rival politicians was striking at a State of the Union address when one senator called President Obama a liar. Oprah Winfrey, one of America's most famous black entertainers, said this treatment was something people were aware of, even though they didn't speak about it.
I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs, and that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African American. There's no question about that, and it's the kind of thing that nobody ever says, but everybody's thinking it.
The world's first man-made ash cloud has been created to test equipment designed to protect passenger planes from volcanic eruptions. In the exercise, a ton of Icelandic ash was dispersed over the Bay of Biscay in the Atlantic. An Airbus test plane fitted with detection equipment attempted to identify the cloud from about 60 kilometres away, and a small aircraft flew into the ash to check the measurements. The technology has been developed to help avoid a repeat of the air transport shutdown across Europe in 2010, caused by a volcanic eruption in Iceland. One of the world's rarest diamonds has sold at auction for a record $83 million. The bidding in Geneva lasted just 5 minutes. The flawless 60-carat pink star is the size of a plum and is set on a ring. It was cut and polished over a period of 2 years. BBC News.